Sports Complex. Site work begins as early as next week. Stop out for one more night under the lights and usher in a new era of Pioneer pride and spirit.
This is Bulls Eye on Weather on AM 930. Overnight, look for frost on the pumpkin with a low near 30. Thursday, a little bit of sunshine, high near 47.
It's partly sunny, it's 45.
It's Bulls Eye on the Afternoons with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.
Forty-three minutes after 3 o'clock, it's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL, streaming online at WEOL.com and with the AM 930 WEOL mobile app. Happy to have you with us. Matt Douglas and Andy Bullbarch with you until 6 o'clock tonight. And then we get into some high school wrestling discussion, the Coaches Show, Cobos Insurance Center Wrestling Coaches Preview Show, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty from the Brew Kettle in Amherst. It all gets underway at 6 o'clock tonight. With wrestling right around the corner, lots of holiday events kicking into high gear, and boy, it seems like everybody's getting in on the action, having some fun scheduling their own holiday events. There are some really good ones going on at the Greater Cleveland Aquarium, and here to tell us about some of those events is Tammy Brown. Tammy, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me on. How are you?
So far, so good. Enjoy the sunshine while it's out there. I was going to ask you about Adult Swim, and then Sam Freiberger had mentioned, well, it's already sold out, so there's not a whole lot to discuss here. But I was very intrigued by the whole idea behind Adult Swim. So for those who aren't familiar with what it is, obviously it's a very popular event because it's already sold out. What exactly is it, and what makes it so popular?
Well, it is a lot of fun. So our Adult Swim series allows you to come in and explore the aquarium while you taste a whole bunch of different wines or beers or whatever the theme is for that particular Adult Swim. So, yeah, I'm sorry to hear for everybody that November 18th is sold out this year, but we've got a whole great schedule of Adult Swims in 2018 as well. So keep an eye out.
Nice. Well, we certainly look forward to hearing more about that a little bit later on as we get into 2018. But let's stick with 2017 for the time being. Season of Play starts November 24th for you guys, goes right through Christmas Eve. Scuba Claus is a very big part of that. We're going to talk about him a little bit later on in the interview. But what are the details on Season of Play? Sounds like you guys have a lot of cool holiday theme activities going on.
Oh, yeah, definitely. This is a lot of fun. So we're doing the Season of Play Friday and Saturday and Sunday, November 24th, as you said, through Christmas Eve. And during those days, you can come in and kind of look at what an animal does in order to thrive or be excited in their exhibit. So as an example, tortoises sometimes will put a pumpkin in there, and the tortoises come over and can eat the inside of the pumpkin, and they just love it. It's a great treat. So what kind of thing could people do that would be similar to exploring a pumpkin for a tortoise? And so we have activity stations throughout the whole aquarium where you can try to do something that one of our animals is doing.
Again, we're talking with Tammy Brown with the Greater Cleveland Aquarium here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Well, I mentioned we were going to get to Scuba Claus. Obviously a very, very creative name. I saw that and said, wow, wonder what that is. We need to learn more about this. What is it about Scuba Claus that keeps the kids coming back?
Well, it is quite a fun twist on your typical visit with Santa. So Scuba Claus is in our shark exhibit. He's actually a diver, and he is wearing what's called a communication mask. So the kids can come right up to our shark exhibit, say hi to Scuba Claus while he's swimming with the sharks, make their Christmas wish or their holiday wish, and then get a candy cane. And it's just a ton of fun to see him in a very different location.
Did you say he's wearing a communication mask?
Yes, yeah. It's something that scuba divers wear so that they can do two really important things, breathe and talk.
Oh, so he's got this mask allows him to speak back to the kids on the other side of the glass.
Right,
oh,
yeah. So you can sit there and talk, chat away with Scuba Claus, give your Christmas wish, and Scuba Claus can respond back.
How exactly does that work if there's glass in between? Is it connected to a speaker?
Yes, exactly, okay. And we have a microphone on the outside,
all
too.
Right.
That's very cool stuff. Scuba Claus has got to be the most popular guy in the entire aquarium, I would imagine, this time of the year. Now, you guys have another activity. Actually, you have a series of activities. When you go down to the Greater Cleveland Aquarium, I feel like every time you go down there, you end up going through and seeing a number of different exhibits, and you think to yourself, man, that was so much fun, but I feel like I didn't see everything when I go down there. But you guys have something called Shark Dive Cleveland. This is where scuba divers go into the shark tank, similar to what Scuba Claus does when they're not wearing the whole Santa getup. But what exactly is Shark Dive Cleveland?
If you are a certified diver, we invite you to come on in and dive with our sharks. Our scuba divers are in there twice a day in the shark exhibit, twice a day. They clean, they scrub some decor, they vacuum the sand, they entertain our guests. And if you are a certified diver, we invite you to come on in and hang out with us.
Sounds like a pretty cool experience. Now, you're going into the shark tank, and you're in there with a bunch of sharks, correct?
Correct, yep.
So I have to ask, how does that work exactly? Now, I'm not familiar with sharks entirely. Now, I know a school of sharks aren't always hungry. How do the ones in this particular tank work? I mean, so when you're in there with the sharks, they don't go after you at all?
No, so the species of sharks that we have are fairly non-aggressive species. And, you know, you see it in the movies and on TV shows and things, but sharks are really only motivated to hunt for two reasons, or to come at you for two reasons. First of all, if you make them mad, so we try very hard to never make them mad. And then, secondly, if they are hungry. And in the wild, a shark would eat once a week, maybe once every other week. It's kind of like me, particular, you know, if I don't eat all day long, by the time I get to eat dinner, I will eat whatever you put in front of me. But if I eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you know, spread it out throughout the day, then I'm not that bad. So we feed our sharks three times a week versus the one time a week they would eat in the wild. So they never get really hungry enough to hunt.
Tammy, what are some of the sharks you guys have in the shark exhibit?
We have sand tiger sharks. Those are our biggest species right now. Uh-huh. We have nurse sharks, and we have sandbar sharks.
Interesting. Are most of these carnivorous then, or they eat fish and meat?
Yep, just fish. Just okay. Fish is what they love to eat. We feed them everything from squid to mackerel.
Now, how often does that change, the types of sharks that are in the aquarium? Does that change yearly? Does that change monthly? How often does that change?
Our big guys, you know, the sand tigers and the nurse sharks, that doesn't change. They are very consistent from the day we opened and will be for quite some time. We have had some smaller species in the exhibits as well. For example, in a different exhibit, not in the shark exhibit, we have a bamboo shark. So different kinds of sharks you'll see in different areas if they're a little bit smaller.
Tammy, I'm sure as you guys prepare for the holidays, there's exhibits that are some of the people's favorites. But I'm just curious, what are some of them that get the big responses there at the Cleveland Aquarium that people, you know, really want to see before they leave?
Well, for sure, our stingray touch pool. So you can touch a stingray on the wings, and we have a bunch of them in this exhibit, and people just love to hang out around the touch pool and interact with these really friendly, sweet little stingrays. We also have, you know, things that you would hope to see everywhere, so seahorses, jellyfish. We have sea stars that you can actually touch as well. We have these really cool things called cleaner shrimp. So you stick your hands in there and they come over and kind of nibble on the dead skin on your hands. So, you know, we like to say we're offering free manicures as well.
I like that.
That's quite the marketing ploy. Well done.
Right?
I like that.
Yeah, we hit all different audiences.
So you're going down there to see all the cool things that the aquarium has to offer, and you're actually getting spa treatment at the same time. That's a win-win for everybody, Tammy.
You are right.
Very cool stuff. Well, for our listeners out there wondering how they can get more information on where they can go to get ticket information on how they can see Scuba Claus and to find out more about the season of play, how can they do that?
Everything is out on our website at greatercleveland.com, or you're always welcome to call us at 216-862-8803.
Sounds like it's going to be a very fun holiday season down at the Greater Cleveland Aquarium. Tammy, thank you so much for joining us. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And we're excited to be partnering with WOW Internet Cable and Phone to make all of this happen, so we appreciate that as well.
Very cool stuff. All right, as Tammy Brown, GM at the Greater Cleveland Aquarium, and that was fun.
Yeah. See, no kidding.
When you go to the aquarium, I feel like you always see cool things that you might not expect to see down there. And like that touch pool, that's a perfect example. Like you think of a touch pool and you don't really totally understand how cool that is until you get right up on it.
Yeah, stingrays are really cool animals. I think the beauty of the aquariums is you learn a lot about animals that you may not know much about. I mean, everyone knows what a starfish is, but it's kind of fascinating to get more in-depth knowledge of everything that's in there. And, of course, the ocean is the one thing that and the Amazon, I guess, would be the two big things on this planet that really haven't been explored to the deepest ends yet.
Very cool. All right, time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt Douglas and I are coming back in just about 60 seconds.
Lorain County Community College is more than a great education. It's a college full of opportunities.
I'm taking classes around my schedule, on campus and online.
I'm working on my bachelor's degree at LCCC's University Partnership.
I earned my associate's degree and my bachelor's in biology by age 20.
Lorain County Community College is a great place to start and finish your degree. I'm saving thousands on my education, close to home. Lorain County Community College, get started today.
Register now for spring classes.
When severe weather cuts across Lorain and Medina counties, depend on the radio station on the edge of the storm. Your official weather station, locally owned and locally responsive. AM 930 WEOL.
This is Bullseye on Weather on AM 930. Tonight, downright chilly. Might be time to get cuddlicious. Low near 30. Thursday, partly sunny, high near 47.
Partly cloudy right now, it is 45.
It's Bulls Eye on the Afternoon with Andy Bull Barch and Matt Douglas on AM 930 WEOL.